Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. May I help you?
Your name again, please?
Maya.
Maria.
Hey, are you good?
I received a Fit Tracker Black, and there are no instructions on how to operate the thing. Your previous customer service representative gave me an email address which doesn't seem to access the company. He gave me support@trytopmarkdownitems.com. Nothing comes up to register or instructions for this particular item. Is that the right email address?
Yes, sir. Can I please start with your zip code?
15902.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Can I please have the first and last name, sir?
George Savakis, 105 Dutch Lane, Johnstown, PA.
Yes, sir. I do see your account. And hold on 1 second. Only 1 second, sir. My system is kind of moving slow this morning. Yes, sir, I do see the charge of your account. Sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I do see the charge on your account.
Yeah, that's fine, but I can't access the website that he gave me to get further instructions. There's no charging cable included in this. And the instructions that are included are so small you have to use a magnifying glass. And they still don't tell you everything.
Yes, sir. It is you order a Makita, which is a drill.
No, I didn't. This, I'm talking Fit Tracker. It's a, what do I call it? A smart band that you wear on your wrist. You did mention something about a Makita drill.
Yes, sir.
Did I get charged for that?
So you only got charged for shipping and handling, which was
$7.95.
Yes, sir.
For the Makita?
Yes, sir, the Makita.
Well, I never received that either.
Yes, sir. You say it has not been shipped yet.
Okay. All right, what about this fitness tracker thing then?
Yes, sir. I do not see that on my end. I only see the Makita that you only pay shipping and handling for $7.95. Other than that, I do not see the
This is the address, or this is the telephone number, or do you represent Import Direct Gadgets?
Yes, sir, but I don't see that on my end. Like, that's not on my end, only the charge for the Makita. Other than that, I don't see anything else, sir, on your account.
Well, I got...
So you want the account, too, door?
Look up your products on your company there and look at this fitness tracker. I can give you the order number. 679-285-198.
No, sir. He's out now.
Where is this office located at?
With the report call center with different vendors, sir.
And where are you located at? Are you at the office?
Yes, sir.
And where is that?
Sir, I can't give out that information.
You can't give me information on the company's address?
No, sir.
Are you aware that this constitutes a fraud?
No, sir.
How does anybody get in touch with the company then?
By the cell phone number that you called today.
And I get you?
Yes, sir.
And you can't help me?
Yes, sir, I can, but I'm telling you, I don't see that on my end.
Well, somebody sent me this thing from your company.
What was sent to you, sir?
This fitness tracker. It was a VM1. And I gave you the order number. It was shipped on 5/28/22. I received the item. However, there's no charging cable with it, and the instructions are so small you can't read it without a magnifying glass, and they're still not concise.
Yes, sir.
So I want to know what to do from this point.
But I can't give you a different phone number, and that should help.
What is a different phone number?
855.
Uh-huh.
207.
207?
Yes, sir. 1119.
Okay, and who's going to answer this?
Sir, I'm not sure, but someone should answer on the call for the watch.
All right. What about that website that he gave me?
Sir, which website? Wait.
He gave me a website for further instructions.
Okay, yes, sir. I do see the smartwatch. But I'm saying it's not on your account. The only thing that you were charged for was the Makita drill, that which was $7.95. Other than that, I don't see the smartwatch on your end.
Okay, and I wasn't charged for that then, but I received it.
Yes, sir. You weren't charged for that.
Huh. All right, I'm going to try this other number.
Okay. Thanks for calling customer support.